Morning, everyone. It's Tuesday. It's a much better Tuesday than the last 4 weeks. That's because I survived the Brother Bowl in what was an epic clench fest. Another really good game on a Monday night, actually. Or I should say primetime. The primetime games have been actually worth staying up for the last few weeks. You had the epic Sunday night game, and then you had the game last night, which I think everybody and their mothers knew that Rodgers was going to go down, drive, and get that field goal once they gave him all the time. I thought for sure a big Monday night scary was coming when they were going for it with 6 seconds left for a touchdown. That was quite worrisome, but it ended up being all right for me. And our bet hit, so that was good. And as far as a couple other things going around the league, you know, you're looking around. Obviously a big win for me. It gets me out of the dungeon, my brother. Oh, man. Tough kid. One of us had to be in the dungeon, and unfortunately it was you. Your team is not even that bad, and I think if one of our teams were to be picked to make a run, it would have been yours. But listen, because the high scoring is the new tiebreaker, you're not actually out of this thing. You know, you're putting up, you have 587 points for. That's more than JJ. That's more than Jose. I'm sorry, you're actually four less than Jose. But, you know, it's not like your team's putting up crap. So you get one good week where you go off with Kamara coming back. You know, now all of a sudden you might be right back in this thing. So it's definitely not over yet. But obviously you have a long, long road ahead. Looking else around, you know, Dan with another resounding win. He beats up on the winning feelings. You know, listen, I mean, Chris's team is good. But Dan's team is just on another level right now. We've been talking about it for weeks. He'll be the highest scorer, so he'll join us some point this week at his earliest convenience. And, you know, for Chris, it's 3-3, a really good 3-3 team. I don't expect this to be the norm. He should climb out of 500 fairly quickly. And for Dan, listen, he's going to be vying for a bye all year. If he doesn't get one, I'd be surprised, actually, at this point. Looking else, Pat beat that Jose in what actually ended up looking like a close game on paper. Now that I'm looking at it, I thought this game was a little more out of hand. So let's see who Jose had going last night. You know, Jose got fucked by his quarterback play, which if he had maybe just taken a little bit of time and seen that they were in Denver and it was cold as shit and it was snowy and windy, you know, might not have been the best play. Probably could have scooped someone up. But, you know, listen, I'm not one to criticize. I am 2-4 as well. So it looks like, here it is, his kicker. He had the Mason Crosby off for 16, so that narrowed the gap last night. So for Pat, a big win. He puts up a really solid week at 120. He's got some bye weeks coming, I believe he mentioned, as do we all. For Pat, a huge win for him. He moves up in the standings. He moves up to the 4 spot. So I expect him not to deviate too far from that either. You know, we'll see what Cooper Kupp is hurt. It looks like he's not going to be out for too long of a time. So that's good news for him. But then for Jose, you know, listen, that's a tough loss. Anytime you lose putting up 100 plus, let alone 113, you know, that stings. And even more odd is that I'm actually ahead of Jose in the standings by 8 points. Even though Jose has got the head-to-head on me, which, again, does not matter anymore, thanks to Yahoo. So, like I said, a lot of standings moved around this morning. It was a little weird to see, but then I forgot that we go off of points. Moving on. Oh, my. Stein versus JJ. JJ after dark. Picks up a kicker and then does not put him in his kicking spot. Now, listen, this had no outcome on the game whatsoever. Devontae Adams sealed the deal for Stein and went off for 26, making it look even more lopsided than it was. But for JJ, what an embarrassment, man. What are you doing? You know, like, I get it. You're in 8 leagues, but you took this responsibility on. And we just went over how points could end up being the deciding factor in tie-breaking situations. You just left 12 points on your bench, my man. that's ugly. Not good. Not good. I expect better out of you. And I just only can hope that you forget to play one of your players when we play. As for Stein, another big win for him. Putting up 110. That's a nice solid week. That's going to get it done most weeks. You know, looking around at his team, he didn't even have McCaffrey really at full strength. He only put up 6. So if you figure if Stein gets a better week out of him, he's putting up 120. So overall for Stein, a great win. You need to win a game when your other opponent is putting up 70 points. So job well done there for Stein. And then we get to our lone undefeated team, the freshman. The freshman needs to be stuffed in a locker right about now. He is 6-0, and he's putting up 100-plus consistently. This week, another 123 like it was nothing. Melvin Gordon, my goodness, just shattering the earth. He put up a 34 spot. You know, with this team, it's someone new every week. You know, some weeks you get DeAndre Hopkins. Now he's got Baldwin coming back. Big Ben's putting up solid numbers. Melvin Gordon's got to be close to the RB2. If he's not pushing for Gurley for the one, I mean, he's just been unbelievable. He just scores touchdowns all the time, and now he's putting up the yards to go with it. So he's been a monster. And then, you know, you just look at special teams, and he's got Joe Mixon as well. So just overall, another great week for the freshman. You know, he might be moving up to varsity at this level, but this team is a force. He's going to be there all year. And it's not going to get any easier on his bye. He's got some decent spots on his bench, you know. So if you think you're playing the freshman on a bye and it's going to be easy, probably not going to be the case. As for Ethan, well, Ethan's lost a couple of tough games here. I mean, he put up 90, which, you know, it's not terrible by any means. But he's got some bright spots here. His receivers are definitely struggling, and they're hurting him. He might need to make a move for one. But Sony Michel and Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, when the winter months come, it's all about running backs. And right now he's got top two running backs, you know, maybe not of the league, but he's got, you know, at least in the top half of the league, he's got the best two running backs right now that he's running out there week in and week out. Michel's just going to be a touchdown machine, and now he's putting up the yardage. And Zeke is Zeke, so, you know, that offense runs through him. Gronk has yet to really get going yet. I would expect that to start to maybe, you know, come to fruition now that Edelman's back. Shepherd with a dud. So, you know, listen, weakness is definitely receiver is definitely a weakness for this Bane team. But his running backs are going to be his bread and butter. They're going to carry him. And then anytime you got Brady and Gronk, that's a nice team. So we'll see. You know, like I said, Bane's team is good. It should be top half the rest of the year. And me and Bane will actually face off this week. So this could be another potential big standing shifter based on the outcome of this game. So Bane currently sitting at that sixth spot. Real quick in the standings, you got freshman with a 4-point lead over Dan. Dan's 5-1. Then you got a drop off. You have 3-3. Pat, I'm sorry, you have 3-3 at Chris, Pat, Stein, and Bane. All 3-3, separated by 30 points. That's how tight it is. Then you have myself, Jose, JJ, 2-4, separated by, well, me and Jose separated by 8 points. JJ falls off. He's at 5-16, so he's falling off about 80 points. And then you have my brother, 1-5. Again, a tough start, but he's got 587. So, you know, he gets a big week. Like I said, he can hop right back into the mix. You know, for my brother this week, looking ahead for him, he's got a tough matchup. He's got that Chris Moore. But I'll bet you Chris is looking at this matchup, and he probably doesn't feel too safe about it. You know, it's going to be a tight game. I don't know who's on buys or anything like that yet. It looks like, oh, my brother's missing Rodgers. That hurts. He might have to make a trade. That's tough. Missing Rodgers and Graham. Oof. He's going to have to make a move. So we'll see how the week unfolds. This week we have Garrett will be joining me later today to make up for his missed session last week as higher scorer. And then I'll have Dan on for the second show of the week. I'm thinking next week we do the anonymous comments show, which is always a fan favorite when we do the league story. So start drafting some good ones. I'm thinking we'll just do one per participant and maybe a bonus one if they're that good. Usually they are. So that's what I have to say on this Tuesday morning. It's gotten cold as shit. It appears the fall just went straight into winter. It's like 40 degrees right now. I hate it. And yeah, so that's all I got to say for now. We got that Chris Moore wedding creeping up. A couple of months now. Chris, don't do it, man. Don't do it. All right, folks, we'll talk to you later.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Garrett, what's happening?
Not much. Literally just grading my life away and trying to shove some chicken in my mouth before I have night class.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, got the kids tonight. Hopefully they did all their homework. We'll see how it goes. They're usually pretty good. This class is pretty good. They all come from work, so
they all actually come from where?
Work. They have some work ethic.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. As opposed to, I got all in the morning. I got all the basketball guys, all the athletes. So a little bit different of a environment.
Now, are you still teaching, or do you still write the curriculums?
So I was writing curriculum for like my, like probably 2.5 years on top of teaching, but the curriculum's basically good to go now. We're just doing little revisions. So I've been teaching through the whole thing and managing the math department for that whole time. So
gotcha. But
teaching is what I enjoy most. So I'm kind of back to that being my main duty.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
Yeah, no. So everything's good. I heard you bought a house.
Yes, we bought a house last year. So house, wedding, you know.
Oh, so it was the house a while ago. So what I was thinking of is you got a new job. I knew something big happened.
Oh, yeah, my boss quit, so they moved me up to the VP of what I do. So I got a real adult job now. It's pretty crazy.
There you go, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, but I still find time to waste my time with fantasy football and, yeah. And talking to you schmucks.
Yeah, you're still finding time to do your waivers. I know that.
Oh, I just spent the last hour doing them.
And that's Tuesdays. I don't teach till 6 o'clock at night, so it's pretty much assumed that for an hour in the morning, I'm going to do my research. It kind of works out perfectly. It's like I planned my schedule around waivers.
Yeah, the waivers get get cumbersome this time of year. You got a lot of buys, and you got guys going down left and right. It becomes a full time job.
Yeah, I know it's frowned upon in every league to talk about outside leagues, but I'm in 5 right now, and it's weighing me down, man. I had to, like, prioritize them, this being my top 2 priority. I have a 1A and 1B with the guys in Rochester. That league I prioritize pretty high as well. Less money, but bragging rights kind of make up for that, so the leagues are about equal for me.
There you go.
So it's a lot of time on waivers.
5 leagues. That's a lot, my man.
Never again. 2 of them were business decisions that, like, on the side, I do health coaching and personal training. And I had clients who were like, hey, we need someone for our league. And I was like, you know what? I got to do this for my client just to stay in touch and network with the people who are in the leagues. So I'm hoping to become the league personal trainer pretty soon. So
there you go.
You know what I mean? So, but those 2 leagues, I don't pay that much attention to.
Well, let's get into this league because now you're running through the league right now faster than Buffalo Chicken through Stein's anus.
So that's super quick. I don't know if I'm being that fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're 6-0. You haven't lost a game, and you're putting up gaudy numbers. So, tell us, how's it feel right now to be a king of the hill?
To be honest, after I drafted, I wasn't feeling great. Last time I spoke with you, I wasn't even feeling that great about my team. I had came in with the idea that, like, hey, like, you're probably not going to be first, but definitely don't be last. Like, be on waivers and you won't be last. Like, be proactive. Like, you can't come in and do that. You've been waiting for so long to be in this league. You cannot come in and drag ass. Like, that's not going to work. If I had to start my thank yous, obviously God would be first. Mom would be second, but third would have to be Melvin Gordon. You are a saint. Not literally, but you are a beast of a man, and I'm thankful for you because without him, I probably wouldn't be where I am.
he's been something else for you, man. I was actually looking at his numbers before we hopped on. I mean, he's got You look at everybody's talking about Gurley, but Gordon's numbers are right there as well. He's got crazy amount of touchdowns. You know, he's getting the yards through the air too. So, I mean, he's giving Gurley probably a run for top three.
Yeah, I know he's, I think last time I looked, I think he had 6 touchdowns, but that was like running. I'm just because I was curious. I can't remember how many he had receiving, but the dude's a monster right now. I was at Mike's house on Sunday watching football, and he has Melvin in one of his leagues. I'm assuming it's probably the Rock League. But we were both going ham together about it. So he's exciting to watch.
Yeah, he's very good. So tell us about the rest of your team and what are you thinking about your matchup this coming week?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to shout out to your brother, Chris, and say, I don't know how it happened 2 weeks ago. He needed Kamara to have like 5 points or something.
Oh, yeah.
8 points, and it did not happen. I was torn that week because in one of my other main leagues, I have Kamara. So I was looking for that perfect middle ground. So, Chris, I'm sorry about that. You know, nothing against you, but I did pay Kamara to chill for the week. But sorry about that.
My brother has now lost 3 games on Monday nights in the last 3 weeks.
See, honestly, that game, I'm going to be 100% honest. In the middle of the second quarter, I turned it off and went to bed because I was going to have a heart attack. I was like, I cannot watch Kamara anymore because I'm going to stay up the whole game. Kamara's going to score a touchdown late, and I'm going to lose, and it's not going to be worth it. And so I just went to bed, woke up.
It never came to fruition.
I couldn't believe it. And then squeezed by Ethan this week. I was very thankful for the fact that Diggs and Landry must have been off, like, just palling it up, doing something. I don't know what they were doing, but it clearly didn't involve catching balls or catching touchdowns, so I appreciate that. Thought Shepard was going to go off this week, and that did not happen. I think Shepard's going to go off next week, so push it back a week. So I squeezed by him. I was worried about that Michelle Gronk late Sunday night, but they didn't even put up that much, so it wasn't a big deal. But the rest of my team, so I ride Big Ben every single year in almost all my leagues the last like 3-4 years. Always a Big Ben guy, always wait on him super late. It's paying off right now, not too bad. Hopkins, I'm always a Hopkins guy too, so I actually almost always draft Hopkins and Baldwin. Baldwin has been resurrected. Welcome back. Like, I'm pumped for him. So we'll see if he can take some touchdowns from Lockett.
Hopefully not, because that's my number 2 receiver right now.
Yeah, exactly. Lynch, oh, man.
He could be hurt. They're talking about him being out a couple of weeks now with a groin or so, or something.
Hey,
like
come
that.
On. I was just about to say he's on the trade block, and you're gonna do that to me? I'm not too confident in him right now. For those of you who are high on him, reach out. I'll use this time to plug that.
There you go.
Loving Mixon.
Yeah, he's been good for you.
We just traded for Mixon in 2 of my other leagues, so I'm a big fan. Who else did I start? I started Kittle. I don't know how I feel about him. Everyone speaks so highly of him. He's super athletic, but it was cool to see Marquise Goodwin get back in the game, though. Did you catch that?
Yeah, he went off last night.
Yeah, yeah, he went nuts.
That guy, Beathard showed, you know, he showed that maybe the Niners won't be a wasteland for fantasy, so Kittle could get it going.
Yeah, Beathard honestly did not look that bad. I'll give it to him. Then they got Breida looked okay, and then they got that other – they got another running back who they gave, like, 12 carries to.
Yeah, the guy Mustard or whatever.
Moser or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, dude, every time I saw him take the ball, I was like, man, because I had Breida in other leagues. I was like, damn, is that Breida? He looks good, and it would be him. And I'd be like – I was just like, ugh. But
yeah, he looked fast.
Yeah, he looked good. He was finding the holes. I don't know if that was an offensive line thing or what. I don't even know who I'm playing this week. Hold on. Whose social issues?
Oh, that's JJ, the other newcomer.
Ah, okay, yeah. So I'm playing him. Let me pull up this matchup real quick.
His team is really struggling.
Yeah, I think when I clicked on his member name earlier or clicked on his team, it said, did it say John and me?
Yeah, John, he's running it with a co-manager. His real name is John Jastrzemski, hence JJ. He
Okay.
doesn't start kickers, and it's quite insulting to the competition.
Oh, does he really not?
No, it's just last week he didn't.
Oh, I was like, well, I'm looking right now and he doesn't have a kicker. And I'm like, dude, I'm not above starting a kicker. I got two of them right now.
Yeah, no, he. I think last week he picked one up, but it looks like he just never made it into a starting lineup. Granted, I mean, luckily it didn't end up costing him the game, but 12 points on the bench, and Yahoo determines tiebreakers by points, so you know that could come back to bite him in the ass should he get it going.
Dude was out living the dream on Saturday, apparently. Oh,
Yeah, I
wow.
guess so.
Hey. Hey, I hope he doesn't listen to this and doesn't put the kicker in for next week. I mean, honestly, I'm riding with two kickers right now. I'm surprised. I was waiting for someone to call me out on it. I guess I just called myself out. Now I'm super vulnerable. I'm a big Will Lutz guy. So when I was able to pick him up, I kept him. But I like Santos's matchup last weekend this week, so I'm apparently wheeling two kickers right now. I know I need to dish one.
Well,
But in the
you're 6-0, dude. Nobody can criticize.
meantime, yeah, I'll fill my whole bench with kickers. Nah, I need to figure that kicker situation out. Let's see who I'm going up against. He's got Mayfield starting at quarterback against Tampa.
He's gonna
That
have to
just
throw in Breeze and Thomas, I would imagine, unless he keeps
Oh
Baker
wait.
going.
Oh yeah. He hasn't done anything lineup. He's got Breeze and Thomas. Okay. Wow, that just got a lot worse. All right. So yeah, he's rolling with Breeze and Thomas. I'm very thankful it's against Baltimore. I think they're going to end up being pretty run heavy this week. So I don't want to say I'm not scared of the duo because I definitely am. They got a high ceiling, both of them, but I'm hoping that they lean more on the run this week. Baltimore's got some mean cornerbacks, great secondary. Brandon Carr back there, Jimmy Smith. Who else is he rolling? So he'll probably end up taking up Kenyon Drake. I don't want to set his lineup for him, but he's got. Okay,
I don't
well,
know if he's
hopefully not.
a I don't know if he's an avid listener or
If he
not.
does, I mean, Kenyon
I
Drake
know he checks in once in a
expected to have a
while.
huge game next week. He definitely needs to keep him in the flex. But yeah, dude can't even hold on to the ball or get
That
more than
guy's a
five
bum.
carries. But he's stacked at the receiver position in my eyes. He's rolling with Edelman, Cooks, and Thomas. Oh, that definitely beats out my wide receiver core this week. My wide receiver core this week is just Hopkins and Marvin Jones. So it definitely he has the edge there. He definitely has the Yeah, I got Baldwin on bye,
You have any
Lynch on
buys this
bye,
week?
and Aaron Jones on bye. Yep,
Hey,
that is definitely
he's
for
getting you
sure.
right now at a
He's
weak
got Oh, and
point.
I got Big Ben on bye. So he's got the edge on corner. Back too, because he's got Breeze is going to be better than whoever I pick up.
Yeah.
You think he'll trade me Mayfield? All
We're gonna have to talk Aaron
right.
Jones. I
All
think
right, we could
so.
talk.
I'll trade you a quarterback though. I got
Okay,
Jameis
we could talk.
and
We could definitely
Phil
talk. We might have
Rivers.
to, outside of the podcast, we might have to
All
figure
right,
something
cool.
out.
Cause
Yeah,
yeah,
no need to say
we
about
take these
this.
negotiations off the air.
He's got Carlos Hyde, AP running back. I think I definitely got the edge on him running back wise. Running Melvin Gordon and Mixon, and Tyreek Cohen this week. Against AP and Hyde, I don't think Hyde's in for. I think Hyde might be in for. A better day than he's had, but I don't think he's going to go off. Knock on wood. AP, Dallas slows the ball down so much. So hopefully his volume's a little bit lower. I don't know what the deal is
Yeah,
with
they
Chris
do.
Thompson, but hopefully he gets back soon. I don't know what his injury is.
I'm not sure either.
I like to say we wash at tight end. I got Kittle versus Burton. Burton might have the slight edge there. Not positive. In my eyes, I have Burton in a lot of leagues as well. I think they're basically synonymous. And then my kicker, I got a huge edge because he doesn't have one in. I'm hoping your Jets can – oh, wait. Yeah, he's got Baltimore against New Orleans. No way he plays them. Minnesota against the Jets. Hoping your Jets can put up some points here.
Jets can score. So, I mean, they've
I'm going to have to give the edge to him this week. I think if I were to have to click one of these buttons, pick to win, I think I would pick him based on just the names and my predictions for these players. But I'm not ruling myself out. I'm hoping to keep this rolling. And hopefully I can snag a decent quarterback here or trade you for one to kind of give me some sort of edge. Marvin Jones being the weakest link in my lineup personally. I don't know how much I like him this week, but we'll see. We'll see.
Those lines, they can support multiple passes. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just a matter of which one is going to be the guy. So I don't think you'll be too bad there as a wide receiver too. I think you'll be okay.
I was really high on him in the beginning of the season, but Kenny Galladay said no. He said, bring down your opinion.
Yeah,
right now.
He's been good.
But I'm looking at some of the other matchups going on.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to let you go because I just want to shout out to
two Giants.
Yeah.
They're looking solid. And I'm just hoping every week that he loses to fall down these rankings, but I don't see it happening. So he's looking real good. Mike's team's on the rise. I don't think I have this locked up by any means. I haven't looked at some of the other rosters, but I'm definitely weary of two Giants and Mike's team. And I forget who else I was looking at. They're mean, dude.
Yeah, that two Giants squad is definitely, as far as the starting lineup goes.
One other squad that I was looking at. I can't remember. I will catch up with you soon, hopefully. I know this was a little delayed. And hopefully I can get back on the board here and then catch up next week.
I'm definitely sure you'll be back on as a highest scorer before the season ends. So thanks for coming on. And like you said, it was a week late, but better late than never. So glad you could join us. Thanks. All right, Garrett. Good luck the rest of the way. We haven't played yet.
Hey, we'll see how it goes. We'll leave it all out in the field when it comes time.
All right, see you, Ron.